Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provides strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Why, thank you. Thank you very much. I dig it when everybody stands up and does the wave. I do appreciate it. Phone lines are open for Beeswax here. If you'd like to get on board, a big, really, really big guest-free hour, 844-RAY-SHOW if you want to call. Email's coming up at the bottom, RayLucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. Glad everybody's here, including Mr. James Stewart. How you doing there, Jimmy?
Hey. Me and Janet Yellen are just cruising along.
Well, she was yelling the other day, I'll tell you that. Here's what Janet, you know, had to say, quote, "I continue to think that the federal funds rate will probably need to rise gradually over time to ensure price stability and maximum sustainable employment in the long run." Translated, "I have no freaking clue what I'm doing." That's right. They don't have a clue. Because we keep getting mixed messages at the Federal Reserve. We get hourly wages ticking up, retail sales are pretty good, and all of a sudden you get this unemployment, boom, right between the eyes, only can generate maybe one quarter of the jobs you were expecting to create in the month of May. And then, of course, the president's doing, you know, victory laps, talking about how great the economy is. We haven't seen 3% growth. And it's still Bush's fault. Obviously, it's George Bush's fault. No, let's blame it on Donald Trump. Okay, let's find somebody else to blame, except that all this quantitative easing and stuff, it hasn't worked. Whatever happened to Keynesian economics? I don't know.
Got lost in the shuffle.
I think it must have. In either event, we don't know is the real answer, Janet. You have no idea about raising interest rates. You raised them in last December. For the first time in like 8-9 years, and all of a sudden the market went into a tizzy the first of the year, and we're still not doing so hot, although we're starting to see it, you know, come back near that 18,000. But we've been, you know, sitting in this holding pattern for the last year or so. So we're just gonna have to see what Ms. Yellen has up her sleeve. On May 27th at Harvard University, she said, "An increase would likely be appropriate in coming months." But she didn't say that the last time. She just said, "We're just going to gradually raise interest rates." I look at the global economy and I say, I can't get behind it. I just don't see it. Am I an economist? Heck no. Not even close. I wouldn't want to have her job, to be honest with you. But the fact of the matter is, you look at China. You know, China used to grow at 10% a year, 9% a year, 8% a year. They're struggling right now. They got all this phantom real estate everywhere. Who knows? And they're manipulating their currency. Have you heard that from Donald lately? Oh, yeah. He's going to build the wall, and China's manipulating the currency. By the way, he's right on that. They do manipulate their currency. But that's not the topic of today. The topic of today, as I was discussing a few minutes ago with our TV viewers, is Black Swan events. You know those things that are supposed to come by like once in 100 years, and it happened to us like twice in 8 years? And a lot of people A lot of people got destroyed financially because they didn't have a plan to deal with a black swan event. First one, March of 2000. Stock market gets creamed 3 years in a row. What do people do when they get creamed on their investments? Do they invest more? Check. No. Do they bail and say, I'm never investing in the stock market again? Yes. What happens when the market's going up? Everybody jumps on the bandwagon. So let's think through the cycle of the last two black swan events. Market gets killed, right? It goes down in the year 2000. It goes down in the year 2002. Even the people that said, well, I'm going to jump in and buy now because the stock market doesn't usually go down 3 years in a row. Those that bought in got creamed again in 2003. And by the end of 2003, just about everybody's out of the market. Nobody wants to be invested in stocks because great companies like IBM and Apple and Microsoft and GE and all those companies are going to zero. That's what our brains tell us. They behavioral finance experts tell us this. We're hardwired to do wacko things at the wrong times for the wrong reasons. So a lot of people bailed out. 2004, good year. In fact, by the time 2007 rolls around, nobody remembered what happened in 2000 through 2003. And everybody's gung-ho once again because that's what happens. All their pals at the golf club, back in the market, bragging about how much money they're making in stocks again. And boom, long comes about October 9th or so of 2007, and it reverses again. And this time, it's even worse. And peak to trough, the market drops 57%. People hang on. And they hang on, and they hang on, expecting it to bounce back, but it didn't bounce back. By March of 2009, we capitulated. That's what they call it, when you just throw in the towel, and everybody gets out of the market again. After having lost almost 60% of their money, and if they were in small caps, they lost even more than that. So they get out of the market, and what proceeds to happen? Market comes roaring back with a vengeance, as it always does, by the way, after big declines. Big declines lead to big advances. Timing that is next to impossible. It is impossible because if, and I'll tell you this right now, this is a secret. If you ever hear me talk about the book that I just wrote or the marketing system that I just created or investing system that I just created after a big decline, and I can prove it with my stock trades and all that stuff. If I write a book, understand, my goal is not to help you make money. My goal is to make money selling you the system, okay? Because that's what happens. And people are still coming out of the woodwork. I drive in every morning. I hear the same doggone commercial. I was the number one guy in the trading pit. And, you know, and there are another guy saying I was broke and had no money, and whether it's real estate or stocks or whatever. Understand how most of those people really make their money. They got lucky and they wrote a book. They got lucky, they created software. They got lucky, they created a system. That stuff doesn't work. Oh, it might work for a short period of time, but it's not going to work long term. And investing is a long thing. So here you are. It's March 2009. The market starts to come back with a vengeance. You're not in it. You're not in it. I know you guys listen to me, so you were in it. But I'm just talking generally speaking out there. People have got 401k plans, et cetera, they hightailed it. They're in gold. They're buying gold because that's what everybody was buying back then. Did you remember? See, we have very, very short memories in this business. And by the time everybody said, oh, risk off, markets come back a couple 100%, I'm jumping back in. Now people are flooding the markets at record highs. Now, I'm not suggesting you shouldn't invest right now because I like buying low. I like buying high. I just like buying and holding for a long period of time. But my question, Jimmy Stewart, my question is, are our viewers and listeners prepared for the next black swan event. There's only one way to prepare for it, and that is you have an ample amount of monies available for an ample amount of time to provide you with whatever you might need short term from that portfolio so that you can achieve the benefits of being a long-term investor so that you don't panic in the next black swan. It's going to happen. Trust me on this. It will happen. I don't know when. So the only thing else that you have to define is the definition of short term. I bring this up, James, because you and I were just talking about this a little while ago. And you were talking about a couple of years short term. And by the way, if you read Christine Benz at Morningstar and Harold Evansky, most all of them use a two-year cash account.
Right.
Right? My opinion, too short. Too short. I'm not saying you should have cash for more than 2 years. Cash, I'm fine with 2 years of cash. I'm fine with a year of cash. But you do need to have some other safe investments in the mix. So when we come back from the break, I'm going to talk about how you can prepare yourself for the very next black swan event, which could happen tomorrow. It could happen a year from tomorrow. It may not happen for 10 years, but it is going to happen sooner or later. And you need to be prepared. 844-RAY-SHOW. If you want to get on board, we'll take a quick break. Pay a couple bills. Come back with more of this. Don't go away. 844-729-7469. We'll also jump on some emails at RayLucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. We'll be right back.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heart, and mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271.
1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Landslide, no escape from reality.
Unbelievable. Yeah, Freddie Mercury. Wow. What a... This is Queen, obviously. What a great, great, great group. Wow. Oh, come on. Turn it up a little. Listen to this guy.
I'm just a poor boy. I need no
wow. All right, welcome back, folks. I'd like to listen to the whole thing, but I can't. You probably would prefer to listen to that, too, than me. I don't know. Turn your channel when this is over and go to the 60s or whatever XM station. I don't know. 60s on 6, I think.
Yeah, that's it.
I do it all the time. 60s on 6 and 70s on 7, and I don't ever get to the 80s. Oh, God, no. 80s and 90s, forget about it. We were talking about black swan events and how to prepare yourself, because it's going to happen. Doesn't matter how old you are, you can be 80. It's probably still going to happen in your lifetime. That is a big blow up in the stock market. Stuff that nobody ever expected. No one saw it coming. And when it came, it hit you hard. And what I don't want you to do is push the panic button, sell out of everything. And that's why this whole business of having an advisor, having managed portfolios, not doing all this stuff alone without any coaching, I think makes a lot of sense. So let's start with what I would consider to be rule number one to protect yourself from the next black swan. I call it beginning with a safety first approach. Now, Jim, you had mentioned earlier you want to have at least 2 years worth of cash. I'm with you on that. 2 years worth of cash is fine. That will get you through most of the market, problems. Because usually a bear market will last about 2 years. And a bull market will last about 4 years. But sometimes bear markets go secular. 1966, 1982. 1966, the Dow's at 1,000. 1982, the Dow's still at 1,000. That's secular. That's a long time period. Not to mention the fact that there was, stagflation and all kinds of other crap that went on during that time period. But we start with a safety first approach. Now, here's my take on safety first. If you are really conservative or faint-hearted, you want to make sure that, number one, you have sustainable income forever, at least to a certain percentage of your income need. Maybe it's 25%, maybe it's 50%. The more the merrier, as far as I'm concerned. What is sustainable income? Social Security, your pensions, lifetime income annuities, that sort of thing. Some people have sustainable income from low debt real estate. Okay, it's not guaranteed like Social Security or an annuity, but it's still pretty, pretty sustainable. All of the above is great for me. I mean, if I had my druthers, if I had, X amount of dollars to invest in my retirement plan, I'd take probably a good 25% of it and put it into something that will give me a sustainable income for life in the form of an annuity. Now, where do I get that information? I get it from the academics. I get it from Dr. Moshe Malevsky. I get it from Dr. Wade Fowle. I get it from the Wharton School of Finance. I get it from Berkeley, from Yale, from all the London Business School, for crying out loud. They've all done the research for you. They've all done the research for you. Annuitize a certain percentage of your income, and your likelihood of success goes up. Morningstar Ibbotson did a study a few years back. They said, if you have a 50-50 mix of stocks and bonds, and you took 50% of your money, which is more than I would allocate, but this is their study, it's not mine. You took 50% of your money, and you annuitized a lifetime income annuity, and then left the other 50% in a 50-50 mix of stocks and bonds, you had a 97% degree of certainty that out of $1 million portfolio, you could take $40,000 per year, plus bump that up for 3% inflation, and the money would last you 30 years. That's a study, 50%. They said if you didn't annuitize, if you just had a 50-50 mix and took a systematic withdrawal, same old, you had a 73 or a 77, I can't remember the exact number off the top of my head, percent chance of success. So in other words, you have a almost a 10 in 10 chance of succeeding, or about a 7 in 10 chance of succeeding. Which one do you like better, Jim?
I like the safety.
Yeah,
always go to
the
safety.
So safety first, you annuitize some income, you have some cash in the bank. But now we've got to make up the difference. So you've got other income. I like real estate, as I said. So maybe in my little mix, now this may not be yours, but in my little mix, I might like to have some of my, quote, in big quotes, annuitized income coming from real estate, say 25%. And maybe I can get an equal amount as I'm getting from an annuity. I can't use the term guaranteed. There's all kinds of stuff I need to know about, debt, leverage, lawsuits. It goes on and on and on. You need to have a professional in the mix. But that would use up 50% of my money. But it should give me, I don't know, 50 to 75% of my income needs. So once I've done that, then I determine how much in safe money I need to last for X number of years. What is X? Well, this is where you need to help me or help yourself. I might define X, by the way, as that period of time, if I'm like faint-hearted, that period of time where if I invested the rest of my money in the stock market, I have a statistical assurance that I'm not walking away with a loss. That is a 15-year time period. So, to give you an example, if I wanted $40,000 of income and I've got $30,000 coming from other sources, there's $10,000 that I need, and that $10,000 I'll need for 15 years. So I pull out my calculator, I plug in $10,000 for the next 15 years, assuming I can earn, say, on average 3% on that money, so it's $120,000. So out of my $1 million, I probably put $250,000 in a life annuity, I put $250,000 into real estate, I put $125,000 into safety, and that leaves me, what, $375,000 that I can put in the stock market going for the gusto. Now, what have I just done? What I've just done is I have created a safety-first approach. If the market drops by 60%, I don't care, because I'm not even looking at that money for a minimum of 15 years. And if I'm being honest with myself, if I hold real estate, Jim, for 15 years, you're a real estate pro. If I hold real estate for 15 years, do I get to, you know, wade through most real estate cycles?
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, you are. And there's 7-8 year cycles typically. So I've got 2 real estate cycles built into a 15-year time period, which means even if my timing's terrible, I could always liquidate that real estate. And based on my math, if you liquidated the real estate in the 15th year just because the stock market still hasn't come back, that will buy you 25 years. So I ask you this, since 1950, what's the worst performance of the stock market over 25-year period? I'll tell you when we come back. Don't go away. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Nothing really matters.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
BizTalkRadio.com.
So we're talking about protecting you from the next black swan event. Those are the things that are supposed to happen, like, you know, once every century. And we had, you know, two in the last 15 years. By 2010, we had a decade full of two of them. By 2008, of course, that's when the second black swan hit. And so many people, Jim, bailed out. And what I'm trying to do right now is convince people. I know it's hard, that buy and hold really does work. Whether you're buying index funds or you have active managers, buying and holding a portfolio of stocks works out over the long run. Where the problem lies is in the definition of long, right? So what I did before the break is I went through a scenario. It's a hypothetical scenario, but if somehow or another you start with a safety first approach and you take a good percentage of your income in the form of annuitized income through Social Security, through pensions and lifetime income annuities, and then you buy some time with some safe money, stocks, CDs, muni bonds, fixed annuities, whatever. And you can be the judge with your advisor as to which one might be best. If interest rates are low and likely to move up, bonds don't look as attractive. If interest rates are high and moving down, bonds look very attractive. Have that discussion with your advisor. Even if the advisor is not, you know, Peter Lynch, they can't screw that up because you've already got 75 or 80% of your income need taken care of. And if you financed your way with safe money for the next 10 or 15 years, and you owned other assets like alternatives, real estate is what I used as an example. Real estate, you know, 7-8 year cycles, you got 15 years. If you're forced into liquidating real estate because stocks, remember, there's not been a 15-year period in all of history where stocks have lost money. But there have been some 15-year periods where it hasn't done so hot. The last 15 years, the market's up about, 4.1%. So it's not great. Still better than inflation, but it's not great. So you sell the real estate in the 15th year, or 14th year, or 12th, or 11th, or 16th, somewhere around there. I'm not trying to get this thing down to the gnat's eyelash. But that buys you as much as 20 or 25 years. Ah, now you think about the stock market over longer time periods. And according to Burton Malkiel, very famous author, Princeton economist, super smart dude, he looked at this back when he wrote the book, A Random Walk Down Wall Street. I believe he's updated it since. And based on everything that I've researched, these numbers are still accurate. The worst 25-year period for stocks in the market as measured by the Standard & Poor's 500. Worst, if you picked the worst day since 1950 to retire and invest a portion of your money in the stock market, the worst 25-year period return, 7.94%. So what does that mean? That means if, in the example that I gave, if you wanted to be faint-hearted, ultra-conservative, and financed the first 15 years of your income needs with cash, annuities, and real estate, say income from real estate, and the next 10 years after that with just liquidating the less volatile of the equities, that would be real estate, you are likely to be able to live for the next 25 years, which incidentally is beyond the life expectancy of most retirees. If you retire at 67 years old, you're 92 before you cash in the stocks. So I had said before the break that in this allocation, you would have had approximately $375,000 allocated to the stock market. So let's pull out the handy dandy here, the calculator. If I have $375,000 bucks, and if Jimmy, If I can just be patient and leave it alone for 25 years, and I pick the worst day ever to invest in the stock market since 1950, but I still earned 7.94% on my money, that translates into $2,532,745. I die 25 years later at 92, and I leave my kids $2.5 million. What did I start with? How much did I start with? $1 million, right?
Right.
It's $1 million. So, fortunately, you taught me how to use the HP-12C about 35 years ago. I don't know, it wasn't an HP-12C, I think it was a TI back then, a Texas Instrument.
Right,
or whatever.
Just before that.
So if I have $1 million today, and I turn it into $2,500,000 25 years from now, that's a 3.7% inflation rider, if you will. In other words, if inflation's less than 3.7% over that 25-year period, the $1 million will buy more than $1 million worth of goods and services 25 years later. So I left my kids richer than me. How much risk did I take in the annuity? None. That's guaranteed income for life. How much risk did I take in real estate? Well, I took some pretty good, healthy risk in real estate. But how do you mitigate risk when you own real estate? Well, there's a couple things you do. Number one is you hold the leverage down. Remember, you make money in real estate on debt, and you lose your shorts in real estate on debt. Understand that. You need to put enough money down so that the real estate can sustain itself during the worst of times. Now, I had a real estate company for many, many, many years, and I was the numbers guy. I wasn't the real estate guy, but I was the numbers guy. And I was the guy that was always paranoid because I was a financial planner, and I watched people lose their fortunes in real estate. So what I would do is I would go to my buddy, Carlos, who's like a brother to me still to this day, and I would say, Carlos, I want you to go back to the last two real estate depressions or recessions, and then tell me what the rents were on a relative basis then. How much did they drop from the norm? 25%, 30%, and I based our decisions based on those rental numbers. Could we still keep the real estate without going broke if rents drop by 30% or 25%? And that's the measure that we used. And ironically, that actually did happen. We had bought some real estate back in 2006. And of course, you know what happened. The real estate market went down. But because we bought with not low money down, with pretty good size down payments, and we bought it at a 7 or an 8% cap rate, meaning we were getting 7 or 8% cash flow, that cash flow came all the way down to 1 or 2% during the recession and the depression in real estate. Today, that cash flow is 25%. Real estate cures its ills. The stock market cures its ills, but you have to be able to stay in the game for an extended period of time. So if you were to have done that, and I'm not suggesting these are accurate numbers, I'm making this stuff up as I go, but if you want to protect yourself from the next black swan, start with a safety first approach. Use alternative investment strategies. I used real estate. There could be other businesses, whatever else, that can produce a reasonable cash flow. Understand the risk. Understand leverage. Paint yourself into the black swan corner and say, if this happens, how will I survive? Remember, I had about 75, 80% of the income that I needed coming in. That takes a lot of pressure off. It takes a lot of pressure off. One of the ways you were talking about last week, Jim, postponing Social Security. Spend your other money first and get that 8% bump on your Social Security check, because not only do you get, what, about 35% more income, you get it inflation adjusted forever and ever, amen, which takes that whole inflation issue off the table. And the other thing that I've mentioned dozens of times on this program is inflation, while it's important, and long-term care, insurance, important, all of those things are important, or we wouldn't talk about them on the air here. But as you age, you will spend a little bit less money, so I'd be more concerned about my income the day I retire than my income when I'm 92, because I'll be spending significantly less on a relative basis. And that's how you protect yourself from the black swan. Email's coming up next. Stick around. RayLucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. We'll get you right in. I don't know if I can get to the email because I've got some stacked up, don't I? You can tell I've prepared for the emails. I have no idea how many emails we have lined up. You do, though, right?
A lot.
A lot? All right. Well, we'll get to as many as we can. When we come back from break, don't go away. This is The Ray Lucia Show.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really, because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 multi-100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back, folks, to the Ray Program. Hope you got a lot out of the program today. Perhaps one of the more important things that individual investors need to know about. Because this isn't about, you know, picking the right stocks or timing the market. All that stuff's fine and dandy. But in the final analysis, it doesn't protect you from the black swan. Everything goes down when all heck is breaking loose, as we learned a few years ago. And as I see it today, while I believe the markets are, you know, still poised to potentially go up, I think you have to make the assumption sooner or later something's going to happen. I mean, you got a presidential election going on. There are many pundits that have been predicting doom and gloom over the past few years. It hasn't come to fruition, and I pity those people that have been out of the market and so forth for the last 5 or 10 years. So take heed of what we talked about today. It's planning. That's the most important thing. Have a game plan to protect you, and I suggest you err on the side of safety first. That'll give you a lot more courage when the markets are going again you. All right, let's do some emails. What do you think, Mr. James?
Oh, yeah.
You're a real estate guy. Do you agree with what I had to say there about going back and looking at the, you know, the depression times and rentals and all that? I know that you've had to.
I'm right in there with you. Yeah. Everything you said is exactly what my portfolio is.
You were telling me once upon a time that there was a time when you went negative $4,000 a month.
Yep.
That's scary. But
it hurts.
But it turned around, though, right?
Oh, yes.
How many years did it take you to turn it around?
2 years.
2 years. That's phenomenal. That, I mean, that's really good. But if you had sold out, that would have really been painful.
Exactly.
That's why you have to anticipate that. How much were you putting down?
30%.
Wow. So you must have been buying in California.
San Diego.
Okay. Well, that's the problem.
It is.
You know, I talk to people all the time. They want to buy a property. I say, you know, in San Diego, geez. And Steve Allendorf earlier said you can put 30% down and break even now. I'm still not so sure of that because if you're allocating a certain amount of money for expenses and so forth, you may not be break even, but you probably can find some places somewhere in the country with 30% down, you can get a nice cash flow. All right, let's start with Charles, Arlington, Texas. I don't understand this email. I just saw it for the first time. I have an annuity since 2/28/05. Value, $248,000 bucks and change. Amount contributed, $151,000. So he's got about $100,000 in gain. Court order allows me to take out 15% for 5 years, but if I exceed 50% of the amount contributed, then I can't annuitize it, so I think I could do 15% for 2 years, a partial amount in the third year, then annuitize. My goal is to realize the most money I can for myself and my heirs. I don't need the money now and may never need it. What's your question, Charles? Should you do it? If everything is as he is explaining, yes, I would do that, and I'll tell you why. I think if your goal is to leave the money to your heirs, taking it out of an annuity and then reinvesting it in something over the long term, remember I define long term, is likely to earn a better return than what you would get on the annuitization. Do you understand what he's talking about here, Jim?
Well, I think he's just trying to come out with a plan.
Well, what's the court order thing?
He must have inherited. In the course of the transfer, the basis comes over. So, but he says he doesn't need the money. So, he might, like you say, withdraw it and it would be fine.
Withdraw the money, invest it for your kids. They'll get a step up in basis. Put the money in stocks. Leave it alone for the next 25 years. Hopefully, you live that long, and they'll get 7.94%. Fair enough.
Fair enough.
All right, Tommy, can you hear me in Mesa, Arizona? My wife and I own two homes. We recently purchased in January 2016 and is our primary residence. The other we intend on renting. When contacting our lien holder, a supervisor claimed it could cause the due on sale clause if transferred ownership to the newly formed LLC. We intend to do so to protect our other assets, and I explained this to her. Are you aware of what percentage these lien holders call the loan due? Not very often, but somewhere in the fine print, they probably have the right to do so. I'll tell you how I've dealt with this in the past. This person obviously is clueless. They don't know about asset protection. They don't know about proper estate planning. They only know that when you're changing the titling of the property from Jim Stewart to Jim Stewart LLC, they think you're changing and want to change who the borrower is. Not changing the borrower. All you're doing is placing the property in an LLC, because you're so right. If you get sued by a tenant and that property's not in an LLC, they can come after every one of your other assets. So you definitely want the property in an LLC. Now, I used to have my lawyer call the bank and say, can we please talk to your lawyer? I don't want to talk to a supervisor that doesn't know real estate from a hole in the wall. And you explain that to them. And you explain that Donald Trump, every piece of real estate that Donald Trump owns, I can assure you, is in its own individual LLC. Because he doesn't want his $10 billion net worth to be attacked by, you know, an airplane flying into one of his buildings and killing a bunch of people and getting sued for $11 billion, God forbid. So you need to go above the head of the supervisor. This supervisor 2 years ago was probably a teller, all right, or a rookie, and doesn't really understand what the LLC is there for. They think that you're changing who the borrower is. It's not going to change your liability. You're still going to be personally on the hook for the loan. The loan has nothing to do with the liability on the property if you get sued. The property, there is a lien against it. So the loan holder, the bank's still going to get paid. But sometimes you got to go above their head and get to the legal department. If not, I'd just do it anyway and don't tell them. Just personal opinion. If they catch you, go, oh, sorry, I forgot to tell you, take it out of the LLC, and then go fight with them later. But I would not want to put my assets at risk. How about you?
No, I agree. And a lot of people make a mistake of putting multiple properties in one LLC.
Yeah,
every single property has to have its own.
Yeah, because then one goes down, they all go down.
Right.
It's like dominoes. Domino. Play that song. That's a good song. Domino. Put that on the list for tomorrow, okay, guys?
Yeah.
Am I out of time? Can I even get another email in? Am I out of time?
Yeah.
I'm out of time. He was supposed to give me the signal. You know, this is, you got 1 minute, this is, you got 30 seconds, this is, you got to get the heck out of Dodge. So he's going like this right now. Those in radio couldn't see that, but we have these signals for when I'm supposed to get out, because I've been doing this 25 years, I still don't know what the clock is supposed to be. Thank you guys for tuning in. God bless you all for listening to the program and watching the show. Tell your friends and neighbors about it. How about that? Now go out, folks, and make it a great day. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, taking calls from across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities, brokerage, or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions at 844-RAY-SHOW or online at raylucia.com.
BizTalkRadio.com.